The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Taxes show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to say that Eric Metaxas is a penny pincher, but truth be told,
he made me buy my own microphone.
And I'm not even broadcasting from a studio.
I'm sitting inside a refrigerator box in my garage.
Whoops, better hurry up. The wife is backing in the car. Here's Mr. Moneybags himself,
Eric Metaxas.
Hey.
Yeah, okay.
I got to make a buck like everybody else, okay? Stop complaining. You're lucky to have this job, punk. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas show. Remember that everything Todd says is a lie. It's very important you remember that. He's a friend, and he doesn't mind if I tell the truth. Today on this program, for me, one of the joys of the program is I get to talk to friends about things that I like to talk about. What is there to complain about there? Nothing. It's just fun for me. Today I have in the studio Dr. Michael Youssef. Dr. Youssef, welcome to the program.
What a great honor.
Here you are.
Come to the source.
To come right to the source.
We talked by phone many times, but now in person.
I can never remember, because I've seen you in person so many times.
Right.
When were you in the studio before? Have you never been in my studio before?
No.
It's very disappointing, isn't it?
The last time,
be honest.
The last time the studios used to be on the Empire State Building.
That's right. Yeah, that was not depressing.
No, that was beautiful.
This is depressing. But anyway, the people who are listening, they can't see what we see.
Exactly.
Right? And but there are people watching on camera. We have something called Metaxas Super. It's sort of the premium version.
Wow.
And we send them just a beautiful Barca lounger with my picture on it.
Right.
And a big screen TV, and they can watch.
With a Greek salad.
And they can watch. They can get a Greek salad if they like. we do have people watching, so not to make you nervous. But I can never remember who I've had in here, who I
sure.
haven't. And also, I just saw you. I feel like now I'm like a big shot. I just saw you at the White House.
Exactly.
We were both in the Rose Garden.
Yep.
For National this magnificent event.
Yep.
That, you know what? That's what I want to talk to you about.
Sure.
Because I have to say, you know, in my life, to be able to be at the White House, it's such a great honor. It's just stunning to
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely, yes.
And to be there the other day for the National Day of Prayer was really moving. I didn't expect it to be so moving.
Yes.
Maybe you can say a little bit about it, because you were right there sitting just right in front of me.
And I've attended some other National Day of Prayers in the White House, particularly in the days where – Bush 43.
Yeah.
But this was really, I think, Vice President Pence, who's a dear friend, really set the stage of what's it all about, what prayer is all about, what the nation's dependence on God is all about. I mean, he just set the stage perfectly for the president and for the singing, and it's just a great time.
It was moving. The singing was amazing.
Yes.
I don't remember the name of the church, but it was an African-American church, because everybody in the group was African-American, but the power of the singing,
great choir,
it was worshipful.
Yes.
And here you are in the Rose Garden, and it was very hot and sunny, but it was beautiful. You could hear birds singing.
Yes.
It was just holy.
Yeah.
And anyway, it was a magnificent day,
yes.
And I just felt so honored to be there. And the president signed an executive order.
He did.
Do you remember the details of that?
I think it was renaming the National Day of Prayer, because Harry Truman, and it's not been renewed since Harry Truman, I think.
Is that right?
When he recognized the first Thursday of May.
Yeah.
And he basically made a new order
right.
to make that the National Day of Prayer.
Well, there was another one where he was bringing the faith initiative or something back into the executive branch,
exactly.
back under the White House.
Right.
But anyway.
And also he was organizing with Bishop Jackson,
yeah.
which they talked about immediately before this ceremony,
right.
about race reconciliation commission that is going to come out of the White House. Where, yeah. In fact, Bishop Jackson talked to me afterward, and he said, "Would you really come and participate?" I said, "If I can." And I said, "You know, I'm so grateful that when J.C. Watts, former congressman, J.C. Watts, who's going to think be running for governor of Oklahoma, came and preached in our church, he came a week or two later. I was in the National Press Club speaking there, and he told them, I said, I just came back from Atlanta, Georgia, where I preached in Michael Youssef's church, the Church of the Apostles. And he said, let me tell you, it just reminded me of what heaven is going to be like. He said, every color and hue was in that church. And this is really what a true, you got to be colorblind. You can't.
Well.
And that's what I was trying to tell Dr. Jackson, Bishop Jackson. Yeah. And he said, I need you to come and say these things because we need to talk about them.
Yeah. Well, I often preach at Times Square Church here in New York City. Yeah. And, you know, you talk about every country, every color, every race, every. Yeah. I mean, there's something beautiful about that. And I don't think that churches all should strive for that. Sometimes it can become very artificial.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if you've got a church in a white neighborhood and everybody's white,
so what? Yeah, right.
But the point is there is something beautiful when all the races are together. There's no doubt about it.
Exactly.
And, of course, I've had the honor of preaching in your church a couple of times.
Yes.
And it's joyful.
Yes.
It's really joyful being in your church. So thank you for inviting me.
If you create the environment, people will come and they will not feel self-conscious, whatever color of background and nationality. I mean, look at their pastor. I mean, he's all mixed up. And so
they
feel comfortable if they feel mixed up.
You're not mixed up theologically.
Yeah, not theologically, thank God.
But you're,
I just spoke to the pastors, hundreds of pastors in Brooklyn this morning. Pastor Bernard's church. What a magnificent church.
A.R. Bernard. He's been on this program.
Yes, great church. And hundreds of pastors. I was there. Literally, they had to pull me away from autographing books and pictures. And I challenged the pastors about staying, contending for the faith, staying on the truth. Doesn't matter who comes and who goes, who criticizes you, who calls you names, you contend for the faith that once delivered from the Epistle of Jude. And I tell you, the response was absolutely phenomenal. I gave an altar call in the end to the pastors, and I said, if you want to renew your covenant with God that you will preach the biblical truth, hundreds of pastors came forward. It was an amazing, amazing experience to see the hand of God moving with these pastors. It's here in New York, and loved everyone. You know, this is one of the interesting things in the White House, talking about the White House. I had so many pastors who came up to me who were in that. I've never met them before. They said, now, Pastor, you don't know me. You don't know me. You don't know me. And I'm not talking about one or two or three or four or five. Many. They said, but you need to know, I preach all your sermons.
Wow.
That's great. Go for it.
Yeah.
I give it to you in writing and make it easier so you don't have to listen and write.
It's so interesting. It's fascinating. I mean, I was there, as I say, with you, and I forget sometimes that there's certain people that they have – I mean, I've even noticed this with me. If somebody has read my books – they think of me as famous, right? And they come up to me and they're very deferential and very kind. And, you know, but most people don't know anything about me until somebody is encountered, you know. But you are somebody that I would think that by this point, your face and your preaching is all over the world. I mean, I think of you as a pastor in Atlanta.
Right.
At Church of the Apostles,
sure.
but for how many years have you been doing international ministry with TV programs and all this stuff?
Well, it's been 20 years on radio and television.
Yeah.
But then we even have our own television channel that goes 24/7.
Yeah.
And I'm on every day in French, Arabic, and English on that channel.
French, Arabic, and English.
Yeah, so I arrive at Cairo Airport or at Kuwait or anywhere in the Arab world, and people said, hey, you're Michael Youssef. And what a great honor to be a servant of the living God in such time. And God opened these doors that I didn't even knock on. He opened them, and I just walked through them. And I was at Billy Graham's funeral. And honestly, one of the most overwhelming My friend who was traveling with me is a former president of Southern Baptist Convention. And as we were returning home, he said, you know, you really ought to be encouraged. I mean, there's just some line of people you know, coming to
talk
to you.
Well, you have been faithful for many, many years. Yeah. And anyway, it's a joy to have you on. We're going to be right back. Folks, it's the Erickman Taxes Show. I am talking to Michael Youssef right here in the studio. Stick around. Americans in every tax bracket got a tax cut thanks to the bill signed into law last year. So the economy is growing and so are your paychecks. You've actually got more money to spend on what's important to you and your priorities. But Democrats in Congress, led by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, voted against the tax cuts, and they're promising to raise your taxes if they win in November. They want your money back to spend on their priorities, and only you can stop them. To find out how much more money you'll be bringing home, go to taxcutswork.com now. There's an easy-to-use calculator, and it'll tell how much money you'll save this year. Check your savings at taxcutswork.com, and then sign a letter to Congress telling them to keep their hands off your tax cut savings. It is your money, not Washington, D.C.'s. Go to taxcutswork.com, check your tax cut savings, and please let Congress know you want to keep your savings. TaxCutsWork.com. Go to TaxCutsWork.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
If you were fumbling around in the dark and someone handed you a flashlight, you'd take it, right? Shouldn't it be the same when it comes to spotting threats to your identity and data on your devices? The digital world is full of so many connections, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. And you don't want to be left in the dark if that happens. Fortunately, new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to shed light on more of today's threats. Threats to your identity, like your personal info for sale on the dark web, and threats to your computer or tablet, like ransomware or emerging viruses. No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but new LifeLock with Norton detects a wide range of threats to your identity and devices you may not see on your own. Join now and get an additional 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Big news. In the last 2 weeks, Simply Safe won Editor's Choice Awards from CNET Magazine, PC Magazine, and The Wirecutter, three respected product testers. They put Simply Safe through a battery of tests and compared it to other home security products. Simply Safe won every time. It's the best home security system, hands down. They protect over 2 million Americans. This is a home security system you actually want in your home. The sensors are tiny, you won't even notice them, and it's unbelievably easy to use. You control it right from your phone. But here's the most important reason. This isn't a gadget. It's comprehensive protection for all your windows, doors, your entire home. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Professional alarm monitoring there for you around the clock is just $15 a month. No contracts, and no one else is doing it like this. Learn more about how SimpliSafe can help protect your home. Go to simplisafe.com/medved. That's simplisafe.com/medved.
Exactly. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm sitting here in the studio in New York City with Dr. Michael Youssef, pastor at Church of the Apostles in Atlanta, Georgia. And is it right in Atlanta or is it in the Buckhead area? I always get confused.
We're in the city of Atlanta.
You're in the city of Atlanta.
City limit, yeah.
Okay. So you are known around the world. We were in the White House together recently. By the way, I don't want to forget. You see this pen? This is the president's pen. This is the very pen that the president used to sign. He signs whenever they sign an executive order. They sign like, you know, 10 of them or something like that. But I got one of the pens. And I will, you know, I'll sell it if somebody's willing to give a lot of money to whatever charity we're supporting.
I have his cufflinks. If you have his cufflinks,
you know, I bumped into him and he was wondering where they were. So you need to get them back to him. Yeah, you really you should because he wears French cuffs and it's very embarrassing to have them flopping around. Dr. Youssef, you need to do the right thing and get them back to the White House.
They were given to me. So
you know, yeah, well, that's what they all say. They fell off a truck. I don't know anything. Yeah, we know. Okay. Well, I want to announce this just because people know whenever we do a fundraising campaign on this program. Right now we're raising funds for Angel Tree, which is an arm of Prison Fellowship.
Yes, sure.
We always make an offer that if people give $1,000 or something like that or whatever it is, they can come visit us in the studio.
That's great.
And I'm always hoping no one takes us up on that offer because the studio is hideous. But sometimes people take us up on the offer and they come into New York City for some reason.
Sure.
And I have in the studio Tripp and Lori Long from Wichita Falls. Which is in Texas. Well, welcome to the program. You guys don't have microphones, so you can't say anything. I won't make fun of you, but it means so much to me that you're here. I actually love having people in the studio. I wish we had a bigger studio. Yeah. We're building a studio. I've told you this. We're building a studio at the TBN studios up on 15th Street. So we're going to be able to have a studio audience.
Wow.
And we're going to have face painting and bobbing for apples, hay rides. It's really going to be a party. It's going to be a fun party. Okay, so I want to, but Tripp and Lori, thanks for being here and being part of the show. But okay, Dr. Youssef, so you are known around the world, and when I was with you the last time, we talked about your book, The Hidden Enemy, which is a pretty new book. Did they give that out to everybody this morning at the Brooklyn event?
They were selling it actually, and I was autographing books until my hands are.
That's to the glory of God.
Amen.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I want to talk to you about the book. The last time I was with you, as I said, was in Atlanta, and we were talking about it. But for the folks who are tuning in, that maybe they don't know you or they don't know the book, the thesis of the book is an amazing thesis, provocative thesis. So what is the thesis of The Hidden Enemy?
Well, basically, whenever in history, and I said a little bit of this to the pastors, I said, look at history. Whenever biblical Christianity loses its vision and a vision of biblical authority preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ without compromise and not denying biblical truth as with, unfortunately, we're seeing happening all over the world today, whenever that happens, a vacuum is created. When the vacuum is created, it gets filled with somebody else. And I gave them examples from North Africa when they had this heresy called Montanism where they believed that the Bible is not a closed canon, that God can still speak authoritatively. Well, there are tens of thousands of churches in Libya, Morocco, Tunisia, and Algiers, where St. Augustine came from, North Africa. These tens of thousands of churches, they basically, when the hordes from the Arabia came in the 700s, and they said, we are bringing you a message from Allah. I said, oh, well, better listen. And within 30 years, all these tens of thousands of churches turned into mosques. And so the
Because they were theologically confused, they were open to
And I said, history repeats itself. Look what happened in Europe right now. Christianity, biblical Christianity. I'm not talking about the stuff that goes with it, but biblical Christianity. When it's disappeared, the vacuum is created. Who's filling it? The Islamists. And I'm not talking about Muslims. I'm talking about the Islamists because I have many Muslim friends who actually against Islamists more than we are.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. The Crown of Prince of Saudi Arabia was here for 3 weeks, traveled all across. He came to New York, Washington. He came to Atlanta, went to California. He spent 3 weeks traveling. He's going to be the next king. And he has warned He said, if Europe is not careful and not alert, in 20 years' time, the Muslim Brotherhood will control Europe. This is the crown prince of Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
And so when Islamists, and he's not one, he's a Muslim, but not an Islamist, he said the militant Muslim who want to bring the caliphate and want to take over the world, see that vacuum, they come in and fill it.
Yeah.
And it's happening here. So unfortunately, you got aggressive secularism and a militant Islam, and they are working together in an unholy alliance. And yet those two are not the hidden enemy. The hidden enemy in the book is the professing Christian who is so apathetic and doesn't care. And we say 60% of so-called evangelicals believe there's other ways to God other than through Jesus. 60%. The word oengilion, as you already know, means believing that only the gospel, salvation through the gospel alone. And yet when this happens in a great country like America, and statistic after statistic proving it, we're creating a vacuum, and that vacuum being filled with militant Islam and secular, very aggressive secular humanism.
I don't know who said it, but the phrase cult, someone said that in Europe they have lost cultural confidence. Mm. And I've talked about that a few times on the program, that if you don't know what you believe,
yeah,
and it's I'm really
sure
only repeating what you've just said, but once you lose a sense that this is true and that,
yeah,
this is beautiful and this is good and it's worth not only preserving,
right,
and teaching our kids, but passing on to anyone.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
There was a time when Europe had that.
Yeah.
They were very serious about their it wasn't necessarily just about Christian faith, but it was the values that came out of that.
Of course, yeah.
And something has happened now where you get the idea that many people, I would say on the left in America and at this point much of,
yeah,
the governing class in Europe, they really don't know what they believe. They've,
right,
become very anti-Western,
yep,
and very afraid of asserting anything.
Exactly.
Except that we don't want to judge anybody,
right,
or we don't want to whatever. But when it devolves to that kind of false tolerance, false diversity,
yeah,
there's absolutely nothing there to,
yeah,
prevent violent ideologies from coming in.
Exactly.
You don't have the muscle, in a sense,
yeah,
to say, no, we believe in this and this and this.
If you don't
believe in anything,
yeah, that's right,
then these other ideologies come in. But, I mean, it's sort of like the Roman – it's like the Vandals, the Visigoths, you,
yeah,
know,
yeah,
the attacking the Roman Empire, that when,
right,
you lose cultural confidence,
yeah,
I mean, those are similar, but it's not a great analogy, but – it's the same idea,
right,
and it is happening in our time in Europe for,
yeah,
sure. It's happening.
Sure. You become rootless. Without roots, it's over. I mean, you're going to be prey to the wind.
Now, you were. I'm trying to remember. You were raised in Egypt.
Yes, I was Christian. My ancestors are the ones who survived the onslaught of Islam by simply and the Coptic Church, which now numbers anything from 10 to 15 million. Members of the Coptic Church, although I'm a third-generation Coptic Protestant. But the Coptic Orthodox, as well as Coptic Catholic or Coptic Protestant – Coptic means Egyptian. That's really what the word means.
I didn't know that.
It means Egyptian. And
yeah,
Greek – that's how it came from, the Greek language. Because the Greek language is what the Coptic language – if you open up the prayer book of the Coptic Church, it's all Greek alphabet and Greek words.
I mean, I didn't know that.
Same words, same meanings, because the Greeks were there for 400 years before Christianity came. And so Greek replaced the hieroglyphics. So the hieroglyphics was not even a spoken.
You know, I forgot about that,
yeah,
because,
yeah,
we have, of course, the Library of Alexandria. We,
exactly,
have that whole tradition,
yep,
of the Greeks being there.
Yep.
That's right.
And so you go to – in fact, I promise you, a Greek-speaking person goes to a Coptic mass and understand every word it says, because, mm-hmm, the same word, kyrieleison, and all the,
right,
words. And,
right.
And so basically the Copts, or the Egyptian Christians, who made up 85% of the population when the Muslims came from Arabia and invaded and said, we'll give you alternatives. If you don't want to convert, we'll kill you. But,
yeah,
if you are Christian or a Jew – you have an alternative, and that is pay jizya. Jizya is an Arabic word meaning high form of taxation. Right. It's a punishment, really.
Well, you're a second-class citizen.
Yeah,
you're officially a second-class citizen.
Dhimmi, you become a protector of the state.
You become a dhimmi, yeah.
And so when many of the Christians in Egypt refused to compromise,
right.
those who could afford paid, those
right,
who
right.
faced death. And so the Coptic community of 10 to 15 million, their ancestors survived 2,000 years of onslaught.
I want to hear more about this. We're going to go to a break. We're talking to Dr. Michael Youssef. The book is The Hidden Enemy. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around.
In a divided world, one leader is on a mission to bring us together. For the first time in history, the Pope opens his doors to address the questions and issues that drive us apart. From award-winning director Wim Wenders comes a conversation with the leader whose faith inspires the world. Don't miss Pope Francis, A Man of His Word, this Friday. For group tickets, visit popefrancistickets.com.
With Blinds.com, upgrade your home for less than almost any other home improvement. Just go to Blinds.com and they'll help you to find the perfect blinds, guide you on how to measure, and install in minutes. You get free samples, free shipping, and free design consultation. Find out for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Right now, enjoy site-wide savings, plus take an additional 5% off when you go to Blinds.com/shutters. That's Blinds.com/shutters. Rules and restrictions apply.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom, just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional, but it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
Ringo Starr, and I'm Eric Metaxas, and you're Dr. Michael Youssef. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
We were talking about the Coptic Church. You know, I love hearing this kind of history. So you grew up in Egypt,
right?
And of course, you're Egyptian. You spent a lot of time in Australia. That's where you met your wife, I guess.
Absolutely.
And your son is now in Australia.
Yeah, that's right. Younger son is preaching there now.
When I was there 2 years ago,
right.
We were hanging out together.
They did.
And now you're in Atlanta. But I want to get back to, you know, in your book, The Hidden Enemy, you talk about this strange union.
Yeah.
It is so strange.
Yes.
Between really aggressive secularism,
right.
which is a leftist ideology,
right.
Teaming up with radical Islam.
Yes.
Now, the most dramatically confusing piece of this is that most people on the left claim to be pro-woman.
Right.
And I can't think of any group that is more oppressive to women. I mean, in this city,
yeah.
I see women walking around with the full hijab or whatever.
Right.
And I think to myself, we have no idea
what
goes on behind closed doors. They are like slaves virtually.
Yep.
I mean, we have no idea of how they're being oppressed behind closed doors. But when we see them in public, you have no idea if she wants to be wearing this or anything like
right.
that. They have no voice. You would think that people on the left who believe in tolerance and women's rights
yes.
would speak against this. But there's this bizarre union What sense can we make of this? Oh. You said that this woman who spoke at the Women's March a year and a half ago.
Linda Sarsour, yeah.
Yeah, tell us about that again. I still can't get over it.
Well, Linda Sarsour is the biggest proponent of bringing Sharia to America. And she absolutely preaches Sharia everywhere she goes. I'll give an example. Only 3 weeks ago, University of Connecticut stopped a conservative guy from speaking. And the next 2 weeks later, they send a golden engraved invitation for people to come and hear Linda Sarsour to
expound. So she's preaching Sharia.
Yes.
Okay, let's be clear on what Sharia is. You hear these things thrown around, and one of the things drives me crazy about the news, they throw these terms around. They never really explain it.
Yeah.
Sharia law is effectively theocracy.
Exactly.
In other words, to be a Sharia-loving Muslim means you cannot coexist in some place like America, because America says
Constitution.
We preserve religious liberty in America.
Right.
Sharia law says no.
That's right.
We disagree with religious liberty.
Yep.
We believe everyone must be subject to Muslim law. So it's fundamentally anti-American.
Right.
And it's anti-freedom. This is the thing that's never really explained. I mean, this term is thrown around, Sharia law, but you've traveled so much in the Muslim world. Yeah. What have you seen? In other words, when you go to places where this kind of oppression exists, what is that kind of life like for people?
I've documented this unholy alliance in the book, so I want people to read it, because it's not just an emotional thing and I said I feel. No, this is documentation. Yeah. I'll give you an example. There are many Muslim countries or Muslim majority countries who absolutely would never even allow people to think about the Sharia.
Okay, give us some examples.
Egypt. President Sisi. I spent 3 hours with him November 1 of 2017. A great man. And he doesn't understand how he, as a devout Muslim, outlawed the Muslim Brotherhood, which is the Sharia proponents.
Wait a minute. He outlawed the Muslim
Brotherhood? Called them.
But President Obama was working with the Muslim Brotherhood.
That's right. They were in the administration. Members of the Muslim Brotherhood were in the administration.
This sounds like right-wing conspiracy theories, doesn't it?
Well, President Sisi looked at me and he said, explain to me why America and England have not followed our example and declared the Muslim Brotherhood terrorist organization. And I said, well, Mr. President, we have a State Department that is riddled with folks who are pro-Islamists. And I'm hoping and praying that the next 2 years will change that.
First of all, let's go back. So, because I always want to educate my audience to have real clarity on this. In other words, if somebody says I'm a Muslim, if somebody says I'm a Catholic, if somebody says I'm an atheist, in this country we say we welcome you.
Yeah.
In this country, we have a free market of ideas, and anyone can believe anything they like.
Exactly.
But at the point at which your beliefs impinge upon the liberties of other Americans, we draw a line.
Exactly.
And so if you say my religion means that I'm going to force people in my neighborhood at gunpoint to do what I say, I'm going to say, well, your religion is not protected by freedom of religion. Right. You've now crossed a line.
Yeah.
We all have to respect each other. So there's in a sense, there's a line, and we have to be clear on where is that line.
There's that line.
Okay.
That's right.
And people can abuse it.
Yep.
And so we've had this strange situation where since the 60s, there's been a push by secularists to push every remnant of Christianity out of the public square.
Exactly.
Which has nothing to do with religious liberty.
Right.
Religious
liberty
says Christians can be full Christians as much as they want.
Right.
So we have Islamists now coming into this vacuum.
Yeah.
So the question is, why are the secular leftists not pushing back? In other words, I feel like I want to figure out what it is that is allowing genuine threats of religious liberty, genuine advocates of theocracy to come in with no pushback. It's just, this is the conundrum. You deal with it in your book, The Hidden Enemy. Folks, I'm talking to Dr. Michael Youssef. We will be right back. Hey, Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, can I talk to you about Relief Factor?
Please do.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
I don't want you just to say that.
No, I'm not just saying that. Please.
I want you to take off. You're not my employee right now. Okay. You're just a friend. Can okay. I talk to you about Relief Factor?
Please do.
Okay. Relief Factor is something that I take for pain. Okay? I have low-level pain. I'm not talking about searing, life-changing, horrible pain. Although, you know what? Now that I mention it, if you have low-level pain like a 2 or a 3 on the scale of 1 to 10, I think it does change your life because you just do things differently. You're, you know, so I take Relief Factor and I'm recommending it to my audience because if you're just taking it for granted that this is your new life, I would say don't. Relief Factor, these are botanicals. It's not like something toxic like Advil or whatever that's going to mess your liver if you mess up your liver if you take it over and over and over again. You can take this like crazy and it's totally safe. ReliefFactor.com is the website, ReliefFactor.com. Get the quick start pack for $19.95. Within 3 weeks, you will know whether this works. I recommend it, folks. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-651-4888 now. That's 800-651-4888 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-651-4888 to learn more. 800-651-4888. That's 800-651-4888. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm sitting here in the studio with about 1,000 people. They're off camera, but they're here. They're glowering at me. But my guest is Dr. Michael Youssef. The new book is The Hidden Enemy. I was just asking you, Dr. Youssef, about this idea that why is it? I mean, I feel like the idea that secular leftists don't mind what is genuinely oppressive, genuinely advocating for theocracy,
right,
which is Sharia-loving Islamists.
Right.
Why do we think they get a pass? It is truly bizarre.
Two reasons. One of them is fear, and I'll give you an example in a minute. The other one is kind of expression of tolerance. You know, the West has oppressed those people in the Middle East for so long, and now we need to give them the rightful place.
Right.
Both are false dichotomies. I mean, false concepts, because when the BBC president was retiring and held a press conference, a friend of mine was in that press conference, and the question was asked, why does the BBC beat up on Christians all the time, but when it comes to Islamists and terrorism, they try to clean it up? And he said, well, that's no brainer. Guy's leaving, right? He's retiring. He said, Christians have broad shoulders. I'm quoting literally. He said, the Christians have broad shoulders. They can take it. But if we say anything negative about terrorism and Islamic terrorism, they're going to show up at Oxford Street with guns and grenades, and they're going to start shooting at us. So fear works. And fear is working right now in the West.
Well, it works on cowards.
Yeah, well.
And the people, these people are cowards. In other words, they're not intellectually honest.
Well, the very fact that they don't have those roots that you were talking about earlier in the show.
Right.
The roots, they're rootless. They don't have compasses. They don't have centers.
But if you don't have roots and you don't know what you believe and you don't stand up for what you believe, you become a coward.
Exactly.
I mean, this is what they are.
That's
they're going to go. They're effectively doing what they're being told to do.
And they feel live in fear.
At the point of a gun, whether literally or figuratively, that's effectively what they do.
Sure.
And because Christians don't show up with guns, which by God's grace we never would do.
Amen.
But it's just an amazing thing that we're talking about people who are really advocating. Again, when we talk about Sharia law, we're talking about the end of self-government,
exactly,
the end of freedom.
Exactly.
This is not my interpretation. This is clear.
Yep.
So a Muslim, I have Muslim friends as well.
I do.
They're
too.
Not advocating for that.
No,
they're not Islamists.
Exactly.
They follow Islam, but they're not Islamists. They don't want a caliphate. They're not going to resort to violence.
Exactly.
In other words, they have taken American values to heart.
Absolutely.
Just the way my father came from Greece. He says, I want to be an American. They want to be Americans.
Absolutely.
But they go to the mosque and worship.
Yes. And some of them, you know, worship privately. But it doesn't matter. Either way, they would continue to say, look at President Sisi again. He's a devout Muslim, a Sufi, and very, very much into saying, and all of his speeches, he always end up with saying, I am only working and doing what I'm doing in order that I will receive Allah's blessing and escape his judgment. So I can say to Allah that I served you faithfully. Every time he gives that speech. But he sees that these people who are trying to kill in the name of Islam as evil. And he calls it so. And he fights them hard. And we sit in the West pontificating. I'll give you an example. The Labour Party began reaching and show their tolerance. So they began to bring and recruit Muslim members in Parliament.
In
England.
In England, yeah.
In England, Labour Party in England.
Right.
And including the Mayor of London. He's a member of the Labour Party.
Yeah.
And what does the Conservative Party do? No one said, they're not going to outdo us, so we're going to go and recruit more Muslims. And so today, the Attorney General of England, which they call them Home Secretary, is a Muslim. In the Conservative Party of Theresa May.
Yeah.
And simply—
But what kind of Muslims? In other words, are these Sisi Muslims or are these, you know—
It is very hard to tell, because in England, the Islamists are so strong, so powerful, that even the Muslims, like Khan, the mayor of London, may not be an Islamist, but he would never say anything against them. As a matter of fact, he is trying to organize the largest demonstration in London. The mayor of the city against Trump when he goes there later. Yeah, the mayor is organizing because he said Trump is anti-Muslim.
Yeah.
And therefore, the mayor is organizing and he's bringing them all from the hoods. They're coming in, and I read about it every day.
Amazing.
Amazing days we live in. And so it is also a great time for believers not only believe the truth, know the truth, believe the truth, but live the truth, and then proclaim the truth to their neighbors. This is the time. If there's ever a time, this is it.
Well, there's so many people that call themselves Christians and they don't even even sexually, which is the most obvious way you can tell if somebody takes it seriously. I mean, they don't take it seriously. And I really think that unless there's genuine revival with people weeping and, you know, the kind of thing that out of Acts or out of Whitfield, yeah. Unless we have that in Europe, there's no question that Europe is going to go away. In other words, unless we see real revival, I don't see how you reverse this. The emptiness is huge.
It's too far gone. It's too far gone. Unless, as you said, now the Holy Spirit, whether it be Jonathan Edwards or Whitfield, you know, the Holy Spirit can move and he can open eyes and he can bring an awakening. Of course he can. And he's done it before. But I don't know if even the elect, I'm talking about the genuine believers, are really committed to praying for that to happen. Now, a lot of people say, are we praying for revival, praying for revival? I stopped them. I said, what does that look like? I mean, how do you know revival when it comes? Well, it'll be a revival. And that's where I get so serious with them about if you're going to pray for a revival, that you're going to pray for the Holy Spirit to begin to awaken the souls that are dead and the believers who are asleep, and then we begin to see the move of God. Now, it's happening in many Asian countries, happening in Indonesia.
Oh,
I
saw
it to my own eyes.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna go to another break. Yeah. Folks, I'm talking to Dr. Michael Youssef. The book is The Hidden Enemy. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Our website, MetaxasTalk.com.
Tossing and turning about, thinking about the way it's been.
In a divided world, one leader is on a mission to bring us together. For the first time in history, the Pope opens his doors to address the questions and issues that drive us apart. From award-winning director Wim Wenders comes a conversation with the leader whose faith inspires the world. Don't miss Pope Francis, a man of his word, this Friday. For group tickets, visit PopeFrancisTickets.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through May 31st, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
The sun went down, and then you fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
I like the one better where he hiccups. I think this is an earlier recording. The great George Jones. Folks, I'm sitting here in the studio, New York City, with Dr. Michael Youssef. We've got a full crowd here in the studio. We've never had this before. This is we're breaking some kind of fire code, but don't tell the mayor. Okay, Dr. Youssef, we have just a few minutes left. Time
sure.
flies when you're having fun. This is, that was my phone.
Said the president?
I don't know what that is. Here's the story. We're living in tough times. I just said I think we need revival.
Yes.
I think we can have revival, and I believe we can have revival in America. I see signs, great things happening. You're not going to see it reported on the news. You know, it's just not the kind of thing that but everywhere I go around the country, I see hope. I see people who understand these things.
Right.
But they're rarely speaking on TV.
Right. Or speaking at all. And that is the one thing I would encourage people everywhere I go. Please, time for silence has come and gone. Now you need to speak. Don't tell me you're not articulate. I don't care. Only a few years ago, I couldn't put two sentences together. So you can. If you put your mind to it, and if you are committed to speaking out, speak out. Speak to your neighbors. Speak to your friends. Speak to your coworkers. It's time to speak now. Don't be afraid. Fear is the enemy of the proclamation of the gospel, and we need to let fear go and allow courage to come in.
Well, it's interesting because even when we go outside the gospel explicitly, in other words, political correctness is an enemy of the truth, which is a kind of fascism.
Yeah.
And so it need not be explicitly the gospel truth. But anytime you're talking about anything that is true, people need to know that when you speak truth and when you push against these PC strictures, you are really doing spiritual warfare.
No question.
You make it more easy for people to do the same thing.
Yep.
And when you are silent, you make it more difficult for others to speak.
Absolutely.
Chuck Colson talked about this. He called it the spiral of silence.
Yes.
And so when people are afraid to talk about, you know, this is my biblical view of sexuality, so I don't want to bring that up.
That's right.
I think you don't want to bring it up. You're in the United States of America.
Yeah.
How can you self-censor yourself?
Well,
what kind of a Christian are you?
It's not loving. It's not loving. And that is, we are loving people all the way to hell with this type of love.
Yeah.
But that's not love, really.
No, of course not.
That's
it's cowardice.
Stuff.
It's cowardice and it's fear. I mean,
And churches, pastors by the thousands have now fallen for this.
Yeah.
And they preach it to their congregation. So we got to love everybody. We love them with their sin and baptize their sin into the church.
Yeah. Yeah. Who am I to speak against murder? It really isn't. It's an amazing thing. And I really do think that, judgment starts in the house of God. We have to speak to the church. The church has to wake up. That's Bonhoeffer's cry. He was trying to wake up the German church. And guess what?
Yep.
They didn't wake up.
No.
And 80 years later, they're hanging their heads in shame. The entire German nation is still hanging its head in shame.
Absolutely.
Because it did not rise to the occasion, to the voice of the prophet calling them to do the right thing. Well, it's just always a privilege to be with you.
Thank you
for coming to New York and speaking to our pastors here. Thanks for your book, The Hidden Enemy. If people want to find you online, where can they go?
They can go to LTW. LTW, leading the way, LTW.org.
LTW.org, LTW.org. I'm Eric Metaxas. You can find me at ericmetaxas.com, metaxastalk.com, wherever. I'm out there on the internet. Dr. Youssef, thank you.
Pleasure.
And folks, thank you for listening.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.